Reverse auction firm FedBid is back in the federal market. The Air Force has lifted the suspension and stopped the debarment process it initiated against that company. Federal News Radio's executive editor Jason Miller is here to tell us why and how FedBid is back in business with the government. Jason, good morning.
Good morning, Tom.
All right, so give us a little background. Why was FedBid suspended in the first place and wasn't very long ago?
Well, it was about 3 weeks ago, but it all stems really back to a September report from the Veterans Affairs Department, IG. Now, you're asking me, why is the Air Force involved? And we'll get to that in a second. But what the Veterans Affairs IG found was that FedBid was part of a what I'll call a tawdry trail of alleged procurement fraud, potentially lies to investigators, retaliations against whistleblowers, and misuse of agency resources.
That's now, about all of it, isn't it?
that's about all of it. You can't do much more in the government to really break the law, except we'll really go to jail. And we'll get to that in a second as well, Tom. Now, what the IG basically found with FedBid was they promised to pressure Jan Fry, VA's Deputy Assistant Secretary in the Office of Acquisition Logistics, because he suspended the use of FedBid, their reverse auction tool, twice. Not necessarily suspended the company, but the use of their tool. And basically what the IG found was FedBid said it would, quote-unquote, storm the castle, use a heavy-handed puncher, quote, rally the troops up on the hill. I mean, they really said we were going to go after this public figure. And that's just a no-no. You know, you can disagree with someone, you can have a disagreement, but you can't promise to ruin their lives or go after them. And what basically came down is after these reports came out, FedBid's case was sent to the Interagency Suspension and Debarment Committee, and Air Force was basically, quote-unquote, assigned or volunteered to look at this in more detail. Air Force came out end of January and said, you know what, we believe there is enough evidence here to warrant a suspension of FedBid and start the action of debarment. Now, as we know, Tom, very few companies actually, big companies like this, actually get debarred, but the fact is they were suspended for about 3 weeks just up until the announcement yesterday.
Now, Jason, the CEO of FedBid is Joe Jordan, and he is the former Office of Federal Procurement Policy Administrator. This did not happen under his watch, though, correct?
Absolutely correct. He came in about, you know, after the he came in around August timeframe of last year. The IG report came out in September. We know IG reports takes lots of time. A lot of this happened, you know, a year or more before Joe Jordan came on board. In fact, some would argue in the federal community that Joe came on, they knew this was coming, and Joe came on to help rescue them. I have no evidence of that, but that's what some people would surmise.
So FedBid has gotten rid of the people that were involved in those practices at this point, safe to say?
Well, what FedBid did is back in January is they split into two companies. I think they had some inclination that a suspension maybe was coming, but what they kind of decided to do was try to get ahead of it by splitting into two companies. They moved the federal into one side, the commercial into the other. Joe Jordan is the CEO of the federal side, and Ali Sadat, who is the founder, chairman of the board, CEO of the FedBid, is now the head of the commercial side. So that's the first thing they did. The second thing they did was they came in and said, we're going to you know, clean it up ourselves, quote unquote, by having a third party come in, Arnold and Porter Law Firm, and look at what they did and make recommendations, implement those recommendations, focus on ethics and values for their employees around business conduct. So they really try to be proactive to get ahead of potential any suspension.
All right, so does the fact that Ali Sadat went over to the commercial side protect him from any prosecution that might happen as a result of all of this?
Well, it's hard to say. He is still suspended, and this was one of the most fascinating things of this agreement that the Air Force and FedBid signed, is that basically in the agreement, the Air Force instructs FedBid not to have anything to do with Sadat. In fact, let me just read a quick quote. It says, to the extent Mr. Sadat has business relationships either directly or indirectly with FedBid, including in his capacity as a consultant to EPS Commerce, which is a wholly owned company of FedBid, those business relationships shall be reflected in arm's-length arrangements that do not provide in any manner whatsoever for Mr. Sadat to control or to influence the day-to-day or long-term operation management of FedBid. And I think that is really interesting. They said he cannot exercise control over FedBid stock ownership or otherwise, and must have a proxy voting agreement back in February. And then we only find out later after this agreement is sent out that Mr. Sadat actually has resigned from the board of FedBid. So he really, you know, he's taken a brunt of this and potentially is still, you know, facing debarment.
Yeah, all these complicated financial and corporate relationship setups always seem to happen instead of companies just doing the right thing in the first place and staying whole. In many ways, it's a little bit like what happened with USIS, the background check company, where you had a team come in and kind of expunge the people that had misbehaved, but then the wave of the retaliation, but, well, I shouldn't say retaliation, the wave of governmental, the after effects by the government hit when the new team is in place.
Right. And I think, if you look at the history of changes of agency, of vendors that have gotten into trouble, GTSI is another example. They had to clean house. You saw your CEO, your really high level senior vice presidents all have to go out the door. FedBid, you're now seeing the same thing. USIS, you saw the same thing. I think it's a step vendors can take because they realize it shows the government that the people who, quote unquote, may have made these mistakes are no longer in charge or part of the discussion. I think they have to show that.
Jason Miller is Federal News Radio's executive editor. And you've also got a story this morning about Deltek, well-known company, divesting itself of part of its consulting arm and some new shifts and changes among some very well-known players in federal contracting.
Right, we got to say that they are not suspended. Let's be clear of that.
That's correct.
We want to shift gears here a little bit. Deltek actually is getting out of the consulting business when it comes to their GSA schedules. Now, Deltek bought, if you remember, Tom, back in 2011, a company formerly, Fed Sources, which was a market research firm, part of Fed Sources, which was this company called Washington Management Group. And what Washington Management Group does is they provide services to vendors who want to get on the GSA schedule and VA schedules. And really, what I was told was this never really fit into Deltek's business model. This never really was a good fit for Deltek, generally speaking, in terms of what they do and how they work. And this, and just yesterday they announced that Washington Management Group was sold to Aronson, who is a consulting and accounting firm. If it's more into what they do day in and day out. As one person told me, Aronson sells hours, they bill by the hour. Deltek was selling services. It just was not a good fit for Deltek. So it's a very interesting deal because in many ways, Washington Management Group and Aronson were numbers one and two, and now you have a merger or an acquisition of numbers one and two in this GSA consulting business, which you may not think is a big deal, but there's 35,000 companies that get on the GSA schedule and more every year. So that affects a huge portion of the federal market.
I must say I haven't heard the term Fed Sources in ages. I mean, they started in the consulting business, I think, back in the ENIAC days. And so just to be clear, Deltek will retain the market research piece and the market forecasts and all of that apparatus that they bought a few years ago.
Correct, and all the software that they give to vendors they sell to vendors. They do consulting services, just not part of the only part of consulting they're getting rid of or sending to Aronson is the Washington Management Group piece, which really does focus on GSA schedules, correct? Now, what's interesting about Fed Sources, I thought Fed Sources was sold 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 years ago, but I guess it is now, but it was 2011, Tom. I thought it was much late earlier on in the 2000s.
Well, these things happen with such rapid fire regularity. Sometimes it's confusing as to which deal was which. And so on the parade goes. Jason Miller is Federal News Radio's executive editor. Thanks so much for those reports.
Thank you, Tom.